okay, well, the bug began biting again, that, you know, I've been there and done that. What am I going to do next? So I was always very interested in aviation, and I got a pilot's license. And while taking ground school, learned about this newfangled thing called aircraft radio. And became, you know, I got my pilot's license, did some flying, and I said, what I want to do, my dream, is to take my electronic background and apply it to the aviation field and just stay in that. So I began writing articles on avionics for some of the aviation magazines. And I looked around and I said, now, again, this day labor kind of thing where you sell an article and make a buck kind of thing is not very good. I need something more substantial. So I looked around and I noticed there was no avionics magazine except a little amateurish one from a trade association. So I decided I'm going to start one. And that would combine my two areas that I had most interest in. So I started Avionics Magazine, and it was 1980. And it was really interesting. I was so new to the field that I really didn't understand the term avionics in terms of where it's used. I knew what the radios did. I knew how they worked. I studied all of that. But in order to promote the magazine, essentially to sell advertising, my wife and I, who did it together, went to a trade show, an aviation trade show, an avionics trade show, and had a booth and put out the first issue of the magazine. So along comes this gentleman, this very distinguished-looking guy from IT&T. I don't know if they're still in existence anymore. So a guy from IT, and on his badge, like some kind of big muck-a-muck there, and he picks up the magazine, the first issue. He says, Avionics Magazine? And he said, and he thumbs through the stories, which had some stories about airlines and commercial aviation, and very little on the military. And he says, and he's like, Punk puts it down on the table. He says, this is not avionics. It really scared me because we just made a big investment in printing 3,000 copies and mailing them out and all that. I said, oh my God, this guy is a big deal from IT. What do I know? And he said, avionics covers only the military systems of the aircraft, systems on military aircraft. And, you know, he was right. And I realized, my God, this is right. He's right. Because if you went, none of the companies making airline avionics were called so-and-so avionics. It was known as aircraft electronics. Like Collins or Honeywell or Kingry, or they all called it aircraft electronics. There were no avionics companies in the commercial field. Well, it was too late to turn back at this point, so I just continued on. Now, it was very interesting. The magazine went on for like 17 more years, and as a result, this is only my suspicion, but as a result of the magazine reaching I would say most of the people in the avionics manufacturing field, little by little, the companies in the commercial area adopted the term avionics for civil products. The magazine actually changed the usage of the word, and it became a civilian term. The reason I did that was I was heavily in the business aircraft and airline, was because I had a very powerful competitor in Aviation Week, the McGraw-Hill publication. They covered avionics extremely well. They had extremely competent writers and, you know, unlimited resources to travel the world and cover it, and I couldn't do that. All I could do was go to trade shows in the United States and maybe to the Paris Air Show, the Farnborough Show. I couldn't be visiting clients all over the world like they do. So I kept away from the military. And that was a real practical reason why I did, why avionics became a commercial and airline term. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. When the magazine started, I looked through all the federal air regulations, which cover a lot of aircraft electronics. There was not one mention of the word avionics in all the federal air regulations. And they had hundreds of pages on aircraft electronics. By early 90s, it began to creep in. And now they have, all their district offices have avionics inspectors, and they gradually adopted the term, too, for strictly commercial avi- and airline aviation.